Hi, welcome back to my podcast. This is Lena Vega, English A1. I am the CEO of my own language program online, and I want to thank each one of you for following me and listening to my episodes. Today, I will talk about a very horrifying experience, one that I will never let go of. Today, I will remember that horrible night when I was kidnapped by four men. When I was 23 years old, I had been working as a language teacher in one of the most prestigious language schools in Lima, the capital of Peru, in South America. Every single night, I would take a taxi cab back home. It would normally take me an hour to get home. And I would always take that taxi cab from the same intersection every single day. My parents had already gotten used to my schedule and to my arriving home not too late. My mom would always expect me to arrive around 11:15 p.m. So that night, I went to the same taxi stand and I would wait for one that was available, as I always did. When I was in my early 20s, I always loved being presentable, neat, elegant. And I won't deny that I really loved wearing rings and bracelets and watches, which were pretty expensive. I loved golden rings and silver rings. Most of the accessories that I used to wear were golden. I remember that night I was wearing a golden watch that my dad had given me on my 18th birthday. It was a very special gift, and I loved wearing it to work. It made me look more elegant. So I took this taxi cab, and 5 blocks away, the driver turned left, which somehow just surprised me, and I didn't know what was going on. It was obviously not the route to my home. So I asked him, "Excuse me, where are you going? You're supposed to go straight and not make a left turn." He didn't say anything. I insisted, and he didn't say anything. He kept on driving until one more intersection. I remember that street was pretty dark, and suddenly, two men violently and quickly opened the back doors on both sides of the car. They hopped in quickly. while another man did the same and got in the car on the co-pilot seat. I was in shock. I was speechless. I didn't know what was going on. It was all so surreal, like in the movies. They pointed guns to my stomach and my head. And they began cursing and threatening me. They warned me not to look at their faces and to look down all the time. I was really scared, but I remained calm. As minutes went by, I wondered if this whole situation had been contrived. Were they waiting for me at that taxi stand? Did they know that I always wore expensive jewelry and carried cash in my wallet and had all the credit cards that any young person would wish to have? I was really desperate, but I had to be in control of my emotions, and I needed to control my fear. I was really scared. And a few times I just thought to myself that maybe I was not going to survive. When things like this happen to you, you see life from a different perspective. Situations like this sometimes help you realize that life can be short, that your life can change in a minute. Of course, they took away my belongings, my cash. They opened my bag where I had my classroom supplies and my ID and my photo check, which is a special ID to enter the building where I worked. And that's when they realized that I was a language teacher. It was funny because one of these criminals, one of the kidnappers, began interviewing me, asking me questions about what my job was like, what age groups I taught. And then he began asking me who I lived with, whether I lived alone, how old I was, and of course, I answered each one of his questions. I knew that if I was rude, they would be rude to me too. And I didn't want to go through that. I had my routine when I worked as a teacher. I would always take the same taxi line on the same spot. I just didn't see this coming. I didn't extrapolate this was going to happen. Of course, I had watched in the news similar cases where people had been kidnapped in taxi cabs, and most of their stories were just horrific because they were punched in the face, they were kicked, and they were hit. They were sometimes sexually abused and killed. So I was really scared. I thought that that night I was going to become part of the statistics. They demanded that I give them the password for all my credit cards so that they could withdraw all the cash they could possibly withdraw from the ATM machines in the city. They threatened me and told me that if I gave them the wrong password, they would kill me. Of course, I didn't think twice, and I gave them the right password. Thank God I had only one password for all the credit cards and my debit cards. I was looking down all the time, and I didn't see their faces. I just felt the car moving and making several stops. I assume they stopped at the banks to withdraw the cash they could. When they finally collected all the money they wanted, they drove me to a place. They stopped. And that's the moment when the man on my right said to me, "Now you'll get out of the car and don't turn around. Because if you do, we'll shoot you and kill you right here." So they pull over. The man on the right opened the door and asked me to get out of the car. He didn't move an inch, of course. I remember that those seconds, I prayed to God and said, "God, I know this is it. If this is the end, and if they're planning to kill me anyway, please," I remember begging, "let it be fast. Please, I don't want to feel any pain." So I crawled out of the car. I was nervous. I think I was shaking. I was cold. I was finally out of the car, standing in the middle of nowhere. I didn't know where I was. I was just waiting for them to shoot at me in the back. and unexpectedly. They started the car and drove away. And that was the moment when my soul just came back to me. I remember I collapsed on the ground and began to cry. I was lucky. Perhaps I had my guardian angels there protecting me. But I was lucky because I survived that horrible experience. By that time, my mom had already known that something terrible was going on. I was not used to getting home late after work. So they were truly concerned and anxious. I began walking, looking for someone to help me out, and I saw in the distance a couple, a boy and a girl. I asked them to lend me their phone so that I could call home. Which I did. My dad picked up the phone so quickly as though he had been waiting for me to call. And of course, he asked me to get a taxi and he'll pay for it when it got there. It was so scary. That I will never forget that episode in my life. Of course, I think of all of those people who were not as lucky as I was. But when this type of crime happens, I know it's very difficult to be under control, but the best thing you can do is to keep calm and do as told, because these are very dangerous, cold-hearted people. Sometimes, and most of the times, these people are under the influence of certain drugs and they do not actually think. They just react and become pretty violent against their victims. But I followed their instructions to the letter. I didn't show them that I was nervous and desperate. I didn't beg for them not to hurt me. I just spoke when they asked me questions and said things that they needed to hear. But I have to admit that I was really fortunate. No one knows how you'll react in this type of situations. It's very unpredictable. But this was my experience when I was kidnapped. Since then, I do not take taxi cabs by myself. I was traumatized by the awful experience for many years. Now with the taxi apps, it's somehow different, but still, we all have to be very careful. If my story helps you somehow, I am glad. Please take care of yourselves and watch out. Use taxi apps that are reliable. Always text someone where you're going. Share the license plate. Share your location with someone. It's really important these days. Thank you.